You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Race
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and
Race Wars.
We back.
Kurt Schrod and Caitlin today.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, Kurt, what you been up to other than, making things worse in Ferguson?
I wouldn't go near Ferguson. First of all, it's the name of a toilet.
Is it?
Yeah, Ferguson. Isn't that a toilet manufacturer?
Did you Google Ferguson trying to get your information and that's what popped up?
Town sounds like a nightmare. But I will say this, since the last time, because we brought it up on the last episode, right? And I automatically believe the witness against the cop. And now I'm waiting to see what the cop says.
Yeah,
I'm
not you just gotta taking... wait till all the evidence comes out, Kurt. You can't just go.
I was knee jerk. The cop just shot him. Until, and this is why that robbery video matters, because people are like, well, you know, they put out the thing of him robbing that thing.
Oh, taking the same blunt paper that you have here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you pay for yours, son of a bitch?
No, but let's say I shoplifted it. That would be fine. And I wouldn't think bad of somebody, but grabbing somebody by their neck to take it is a different thing.
But and that's not punishable by death, though, right?
No, it isn't. But
and if you're 18, you got time to learn in life that that's wrong, mm-hmm. right?
That's true, so but I don't give a shit if you do. First of all, if you'll violently take some shit from someone, I don't give a fuck about you at all. I mean, I never had the hijinks of taking someone's shit with my hand around their neck ever. And so okay. I'm not saying you deserve the death penalty at all.
Yeah, okay, that seems kind of heavy-handed.
It is, but yeah. He didn't get shot. The guy didn't even know he had done that.
Yeah, the shop owner said he didn't even call the cops at all.
But what it does mean...
another shopper did.
But I'll tell you what it is. Yeah. What it does mean to me is I'm not just taking that kid's friend's word for it now because I didn't know
I wasn't taking anybody's word for it just off of...
I don't,
most people are.
I don't think that we have to know...
Most, especially most like white liberals that I know, absolutely.
The only thing that we do that most people do is have a podcast.
I don't think that we need to know what happened in the moments leading up before he was shot to have a conversation about the way that Ferguson has handled it afterwards and like race and like the way that the black people and the police have interacted with each other for the past 60 years. Like, I think it's a huge national problem that is finally getting some press that we can talk about, and I don't think it matters what this guy did right before he got
Michael
shot
Brown,
to have
right.
a larger what Michael Brown what happened with the police officer right before he got shot to talk about like the general perception and how that's grounded in
what are you talking about the protests they're handling
I think the protests
well look
erupted.
I'm talking about the case first and what I'm saying is
we don't know anything about the case.
We don't know all the information.
Now that I know that kid's a fucking scumbag and then the cop it turns out is some fucking decorated never had a complaint
I
cop.
Wouldn't call the kid a scumbag. The kid's not a scumbag. He's just a kid who did some wrong shit.
I can't stand big fat bullies that take shit like that. I really can't. And I like.
But he
that.
Didn't deserve to get shot in his head and shot in the street six
no,
times.
No, not at all. But it's just look.
And it seems
robbery.
Like
the crime for the punishment for robbery is not death. But let's
say we don't live in fucking Saudi Arabia.
Let's say someone's breaking into a house and they get shot. But let's say someone shoots you while you're robbing them. I don't give a shit. Is what
but
I'm
that
saying.
Wasn't the case here. That's not the case.
No, but I don't know. See, now that I know that kid's brazen stupid, I don't know that he didn't try to go for the cop's gun. Do you see what I'm saying?
But I just wanted to hear all the information from the jump. I don't even care what the kind of videos
well,
they show from the store.
I think you're right about that.
I just want to hear all the information.
They should have released it. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, stop. Just to be more transparent with this shit. That's why I say the body cameras are a necessary thing because it keeps everybody safe and accountable of their fucking actions. I don't care
no
who it is.
Shit.
Cops,
absolutely.
Kids, fucking babies. I don't fucking trust anybody.
No, I agree. I think that we should have definitely more accountability with the police, and I also think that
I have one.
Yeah, you have your own.
Kurt just tried to ash in my water.
Yeah, I will.
Are you ashing your own water? Is that what's happening next? Gross. You're a gross person.
You just drank that water like you just got freed from something.
Oh, I got freed. Well, I think the cops putting on their full riot gear. I think that kind of
why are you dressing like you're in the Expendables 2?
But I think that starts
because they
some
have
shit.
That shit.
Yeah.
Because
you're
it's
not gonna...
overhanded dumb shit because they bring that shit back from Iraq.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to come in with battle tanks.
That's
how?
A
whole
neighborhood.
Money. I feel but like you coming in like you're ready to fight. You coming in like you're fighting.
It escalates.
It absolutely escalated. And I think we saw evidence of that. I mean, the only peaceful nights they had were the night after they brought in the National Guard where they de-escalated it. And then last night was pretty fucking peaceful.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, so this... I feel like the reason that it erupted into the kind of protest that it did was that I felt like the community had like individual experiences with police officers where they were willing to believe, based on their own personal experience, this kid didn't do anything wrong. And I think that's grounded in reality.
The reality is that absolutely cops will fuck with black people. But I heard people saying shit like they photoshopped him robbing the store. Like, that's what they do. There's video of the thing. Here's the other thing.
I think we have to talk about
it. You listen to anything you hear about. If somebody could just say anything about it, you'd be
I watched it.
Took Doritos. It turns out it was Doritos and a blunt. Wait till all the shit comes out.
It don't matter what he took. It matters how he took it. You understand?
I think it all matters. It don't matter on how you got shot in the street. Mm-hmm. One didn't have to do anything to do with the other.
Well, I'm sure they got a lot of experiences with the cops in that town. And the other thing is, just in general, I mean, really, here's 90% of black people's problems with police in modern times is drug war.
What?
And the reason that you see so many more black people arrested for that shit than whites is, most of these neighborhoods, they do street dealing. White people, especially around here, is like delivery. There's a delivery thing.
But it don't take Sherlock Holmes. It don't take Sherlock Holmes to find out where it's coming from.
But that's what I'm saying. Like busting street dealers. They shouldn't have a drug war at all, obviously. How that racial divide came.
Well, in New York City, for example, you got more time for selling crack than you did from selling cocaine that made the crack.
And I agree with
because
that,
because the crack was in minorities' hands. That's what they were selling it.
But the crack caused more evil than the coke ever did.
Coke made the crack, idiot.
No.
Yes, but once it became, listen to me.
The history before of drug became, laws before, targeting minority populations
you can have
is
a
long
kilo,
and well documented.
You can have a kilo of cocaine that can make tons of crack. And you can have one crack and get more time for that
but
than
what
the
I'm
kilo
saying
of
is
cocaine.
The gangs that sprang up
around, that's racially, that was done
but the,
based
but
on
the,
race.
Listen, that was done because of the violence surrounding it. Yeah, so if you sold coke.
Get the core.
It
the
wasn't
core.
As,
well, the
that,
core
that's
made
how
the,
crack came about. The reason,
they bought cocaine to make crack, Kurt.
The reason, here's how crack came out.
Gentlemen.
Here's
you
how
get
crack,
what I'm saying?
Here's how crack originated. They wanted to stop cocaine from coming into the country. So they banned all these chemicals that you use to refine. I don't know what they did, but they fucked it up so they couldn't refine cocaine. So in Colombia, they made it into crack because that's the chemicals
that's
they had
available. Not true. It didn't come to this country as crack, my man. Initially, it came as coke.
I'm telling you, initially it did in a response to them banning cocaine refining
Kurt, that's
chemicals.
Not true. Kurt, I love you. That's not true.
The first crack came from that. I'm telling you, you think I'm making it up?
Listen, motherfuckers made the crack in the fuck. What do you think they said when they take a pan and fucking weighing it out and cooking it on the stove? What do you think all these rappers talk about cooking it? Cooking it is taking coke and making crack. Crack don't come here already assembled, motherfucker. It's like IKEA.
I think the first guy who first spread it around got it from whoever brought it in that way. I know the
Kurt,
way it was first made that
Kurt,
way.
That's
look,
not
there
true.
Was always
it
base.
It comes from people cutting down coke, trying to make more money off of it. That's what it
I
came
know,
down.
But when
you
it
cut
first
it and cut it
out,
and cut it well, and try to make the most money you can with the least amount of product. That's what they were doing. It didn't come here as crack.
Hold on. I'm going to type it in because.
You can type it all you want. Nigga, I lived it.
You lived the whole history
I'm
of
already,
crack.
I'm already Googling it, Kurt.
No, it didn't come. That's ridiculous.
I just watched this drug gang thing about it.
According to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, by the late 1970s,
there
was
go,
a huge
yeah.
glut of cocaine powder being shipped into the United States.
What do you think cocaine powder? Yeah.
This
yes.
caused the
yes.
price of the drug to drop by as much as 80%. Faced with dropping prices for the illegal product, drug dealers converted the powder to crack.
To make money.
A solid
here.
Form of cocaine.
Here they did that.
Yes, that happened here.
That's what rappers say cooking it up. That's that they cooking crack, nigga.
Guys,
I'm not saying that
I said
they
something,
didn't.
I said something earlier.
Who said
that
they didn't? I'm saying the very first origin of it being invented. I didn't say they didn't do that.
No, they no, nigga, no, no. It's like saying,
guys,
you know
you're
what?
Arguing about a
you know what crack is? Crack is kind of like
hey, listen.
Hip hop.
Hey, black people invented crack.
Sure, it came from the blues and Caribbean music.
Guys, you've lost sight.
They made the shit here.
You've lost sight of the forest for the trees. You guys are arguing about
yeah, but that's why people think that it's not a big deal when they give a lot of time for people with crack and then little time for people with cocaine, because they think it's two different things. It's not two different things. It's the same thing, Kurt.
I don't think that they're the same thing. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the level of violence caused by powdered cocaine and crack are two very different things. That's why it's more justified to have a stiffer penalty. Crack destroy, like coke never destroyed everything.
You can't make crack without coke.
Yes, but that convenient base.
What are you saying?
It's already made base. Not everybody was a base head with coke before crack came out.
Listen,
you understand?
That's like saying ban bullets because guns. It's like you can't.
What do you think I'm saying? I don't know. I think
you're saying that they give a stiffer penalty for crack because crack did so much damage to people's lives. Yeah, crack did damage because
no, it was racialized
it's from
in the way
coke.
That in the way that every drug has been
damage.
Racialized.
But before there,
did
okay,
damage.
Before
yeah,
there was
opiates
crack.
Were outlawed in the 18th century as part of yellow fever. Marijuana was outlawed so that we had have an excuse to like arrest Mexicans. That's a real thing.
That's and yes. black stock workers. That's what cocaine got
yes.
banned
yes.
from black
and
stock
like,
workers.
And I'm telling
okay,
you, every drug has either a racial or an ideological history. The reason that LSD was cracked down on during the goddamn Reagan administration was cracked down on hippies. Like these are internal memos that have come out. Like,
that's what I was
so
telling
you guys
them.
Are you guys are arguing about minutia and like you're missing
you
the larger picture.
Well,
because, like,
what
the
do you think my argument?
Of, well,
here's my argument is I see why there were stiffer laws for crack specifically.
Because I think that you're buying
because
into
you're
a,
buying
a
into
racialized stereotype about what this drug does, and I'm saying
that's
that the demographics.
I know what the drug. Listen. And that CIA shit might all be true. I'm not saying it's not, but the devastation when New York was a heroin neighborhood versus a crack neighborhood. Talk to any cop that worked back then, which I have. Mm-hmm. It took it was like nothing ever seen before.
But that's
the level that what crack wrought on things.
Right. And I'm telling you, you're seeing the same thing happen with
that's,
meth in
so what,
that's
rural
kinda like
white
saying,
communities.
You know what? We the seeds in weed is the problem.
What?
Because crack, listen to me for a second. It's like, because let's imagine that people was using seeds from weed, the seeds, mm-hmm. to get high in the ghetto because they ain't got, they can't afford weed. So they're using the seeds from weed that they get from the motherfuckers who got the weed who just give them the seeds. You get it? Listen to me. Just hear me out. So it's like, you can't have seeds without the weed.
Right.
So why not take the whole thing down? Why just attack the bottom of the totem pole instead of taking down the whole system?
Because that bottom of the totem pole is where the heavy... I'm not talking about anything with the
that's
drug.
That's where the Negroes are, Kurt.
But the level of violence surrounding that specific drug was unprecedented.
But it
even
came
the heroin
from that.
Guy, even those American gangster, that guy, it was not the level that crack was. Those
people
guys were crazy.
You know what this is what you're saying. You don't think that crack is a cocaine problem.
It is a cocaine problem. I'm not saying it's not a cocaine problem. I'm saying the level of money that was going on when that took off... Those gangs were way worse than anything that came before them. So the heavy laws on crack were a response to that. It's got nothing to do with the drugs.
Because they found a new way to make money off
right?
of the cut.
They found a new way to make money, and then that
but
led to a lot more killing.
Who were they getting the whole
killing.
Product from? Take out the product. You don't got these dealers no more. Give the
well,
guys who got the big coke.
There shouldn't have been the laws. Listen, if we didn't
take
have
out
the
guys who got the big
I,
coke,
if we didn't have
you
the
don't
thing
have the
in the
small
first
dudes.
Place.
I want to redirect.
Take out the big dudes. You don't have the small dudes no more. You don't have no more crack if you don't got coke.
Okay, but I don't think that has any. Does I don't think my argument.
I was just saying, are we
disagrees.
Trying to really stop it? Were we trying to stop the problem, or are we just trying to keep the
well,
system
if
going?
If we wanted to stop the problem, then it would just legalize drugs. Right? I mean, obviously, the answer is not to have prohibition. That's how you get rid of your Al Capone type.
It was like it was just trying but, to make the system keep working. It was paying the system to have
no,
jobs.
They,
all
those
these
guys,
lawyers
like,
and judges
they,
and
yeah.
cops and. It was foolishness.
They
it's
like
we fighting it. Foolishness. It's like you ain't trying to stop it.
No, they like getting paid to kick
to police
ass,
it
to kick ass and take boats
to
that's
police
like.
It.
They really are into that.
It's
and
like having a cure for cancer, but giving motherfuckers treatment for it instead of giving the actual cure that you have. You got the cure, but why are you gonna put them out? Like we'll give you a little bit every
because,
month.
Because you know who does that? Private private prisons
pimps
lobby.
Do that. Pimps well, do that shit.
Private prisons lobby to keep drug laws strict.
Because they pimp it.
Because
yeah, of course.
They don't want less people in prison because they make money off. That's
yeah,
a fucking
that's
crazy
a
thing.
Yes.
One of the things that they actually advertise yes. to their investors is that they have a high recidivism rate. So like they're actually advertising like, hey, you've got to invest in this prison because we're real shitty at turning people around. Once we let them go, they're going to be back here. You will always be able to make a buck off this community.
I knew drug dealers who never kept crack in their house. They sold crack.
Mm-hmm.
But they like coke in my house?
Leave
fine.
Mike Yard
but
out of this.
But anything that's already cooked up, get it the fuck out of here because you get big time for that. Anything ain't cooked up, you can leave in here.
That's part,
the foolishness of the system and the game.
That's part of a larger narrative of, like, that has been true of the dominating class for every fucking subordinated group in the history of mankind. You're going to see the same thing in fucking ancient Egypt. You're going to see it in ancient Rome. You're going to see in any fucking... they're going to create laws in order to target...
In Egypt?
A group.
Any ruling class
and any fucking subjugated class. The rules specifically target to keep the subjugated class subjugated.
Yes.
So, like, I don't think we have to argue about the minutia of what this generation's version of that
is. It was unconstitutional.
All right, I'll tell you what we do have to argue. Caitlin says narrative too fucking much.
God damn it.
Everything's a goddamn narrative.
It is. It's my favorite.
It's like stealing trucks, but if black people stole the wheels off these stolen trucks, they would get more time for the wheels.
Yeah.
Instead of getting for the truck itself, that the fucking wheels came on.
Whatever they did to crack down on the mob.
But can we
understand, this is like to crack down on gangsters.
The specifics case in Ferguson.
This is not a response to the drug gang. It's the gangs that spring up around the drugs. The laws get crazier and crazier in response to that violence. And that's what it is. And it takes forever to figure out that the prohibition spawns the fucking gangs. But that's how these laws come about. Because some atrocity happens from a gang and everybody goes, we need tougher crackdowns on these something. And they're like those quick fix patches.
You know what?
I don't think we're disagreeing. I think you're right. The powder cocaine, like keeping it separate in your house, that's the hole apparent in the system is like, well, you keep it separate and then you're not
like
in trouble.
It's like cake mix. Like cake mix, you get less time for cake mix, but if you bake the cake,
but that's
you're going
what
to
they
jail
do,
more time. But if you got the cake mix, you fine.
But then they
but
would
if
just,
you bake the cake, you get
but
double
they,
time.
You know what
cake
they
is
do
delicious
is
and
crack
cake
down
powder
on,
is terrible.
They crack down on cake mix. That's what they do with meth. That's like the white crack, and that's how that yeah. they same thing with that. Like
that's why I got to go through fucking showing two IDs just to get cough medicine at Dwayne Reed.
That's a white rule.
The bottom line is whatever drug.
Methamphetamine.
How come nobody ever beef about that? They always beef about, now I got to take my shoes off at the airport because of these Muslims. But what about I got to go through fucking credit checks just to get cough medicine
because
of these crackers doing all this meth, building it in their house.
Well, here's the thing. They get a... Fuck, I just blanked out on what I was going to say.
Where's the outrage about that? Takes more time at Dwayne Reeve.
It like shorted out my brain when you're doing that voice.
Thank you. That was one I was working on. I call that Uncle Ray. Why nobody saying, hold up, what nobody?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I messed you, Kurt. That's what I'm trying to say. How was the Emmys, by the way, son of a bitch?
Long as shit, man. The Emmys are so fucking long. And, I was at the
Was drinking. Did you drink the whole time?
Yeah, a little bit. I was at the Nerd Emmy. I was trying to find weed really bad. I was at the, as all these people from New York that hadn't flown with weed, you know?
You got to put, didn't I tell you the ways to do it?
I had no time to get to someone before the shit, you know? Okay. That was a problem. So, but yeah, the ceremony is fucking long.
Like how long? How many hours?
It's like 2.5-3 hours, dude. I felt like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And they move fast.
So who hosted that version of the Emmys?
It was various people did the presenting. And Amy
was,
did one.
Was
Amy
Tina
was
Fey
the funniest one.
I'm sure.
And I have to say, her and the Portlandia people were the funniest ones.
Oh, yeah. The Armistead and...
They cut up when it was like a wood for music. And then Fred Armistead gets up and goes, music. Everyone hates it. Something... That's the first line. And he goes, just thinking about it. Baz Luhrmann's Moulin Rouge was nominated for 3 Oscars. He goes, and today, nothing. Yeah, it's just like a good fucking thing. And then, but you know, they're the untelevised ones. They're like the ugly Emmys. They're not
the unfuckables. That's what they call it, the unfuckable Emmys. Yeah.
So they some of these jobs are like, you know, it's not key grip, but it's like sound effects and fucking costumes.
People that matter. These people matter.
Yeah, it all matters. That's why they get their whole award. It's hair people.
Okay.
But it's definitely stuff that matters, but not stuff that you need to... Here's the difference, okay? Not that it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You don't need to make the speech of, like, the actor as the hair person, like, or if you're, like, the sound effects, you need to thank your wife and say you couldn't have done it without her because... Unless she also does sound effects, you could have done it without her. You know?
But you don't know that. Maybe the wife is taking care of the kids, so he cannot be in the house.
It's just like everyone kept getting cut off. Imagine hair people getting their speech cut off. I mean, like, why did you have a long speech? I mean, but obviously necessary job. Just your speech is not necessary.
It should be like a job, like getting like the employee of the month at McDonald's or something, right? You shouldn't give a speech with that.
Oh, my God. But I didn't get one.
But you're needed. You definitely need it. Well, who did you lose out to? What happened? Colbert. Who was in your category and what happened?
It was us, Key and Peele, Colbert, Daily Show, Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Who else? I said Key and Peele. I don't know. There's one more and I can't think of them.
Was it Craig Ferguson?
No.
Wow, why do you have to say no like that?
You think it's fucking inside Doctor Who jokes? You're going to take that? Jerking off with your Dalek humor? Dare you. And they found another guy. People, they really figured out that time slot. People want someone with an accent from Europe jerking around.
What is that about?
Although I think I saw him do stand-up and he was pretty funny, that guy.
I'm sure he's funny, but nigga, if you ain't Benny Hill, shut the fuck up and get off my TV. And that's that.
Yeah, I know. There is like an initial resentment of British people making it here.
It started with that whole, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. Yeah. Well, started with that bitch.
When they, that's the thing. When they get, like, they send over their douchebags and, like, people think they're an authority because they have an accent.
Yes.
And then it's like them just being mean.
Yes. Yes. It's just they really assholes. Import,
but I think we have like an exchange thing. Because I know Madonna, that had to hurt them, those Madonna years when she was out there.
Yeah, but what TV personalities? They send us TV personalities. Like who? We like Friends, I guess?
I think for Madonna, for that exchange, we had to take like three shitty Brits. We had to take like Piers Morgan.
Simon Cowell.
We had to take him, Simon. We had to take, well, he was right here for a while. We had to take the, no, that
the
chef.
The chick was first.
That yelly chef.
Oh yeah, fucking
the bulldog
Ramsey.
Face guy that just fucking screams at you, your shit sucks.
You donkey! Gotta like that. He knows how to put a chef bitch in his place.
It's just him yelling, and I'm like, and the people just Hell's sit there. Kitchen. Like, I think I have to listen because he's British. I think I have to let him yell at me like this because you heard his accent, right?
That's white people's one of those people.
That's white people think.
White people think that they could be a wizard or something. Hold on, just let him yell at you. He might take you on his adventures through fucking space and time.
Because British white people automatically out-white American white people.
Oh yeah,
y'all feel like. They feel they're superior to you.
Absolutely.
You know,
they're better white people than you.
But there is a tendency to defer to their whiteness.
You have to. First of all, they gave up slavery and stuff before you, American whites.
Yeah.
They got that accent. They seem like they read stuff.
I dated the most Americans racist don't. Irish guy for like an embarrassingly long time. And I
Whoa,
just didn't
how did you
it.
Manage to find that unicorn of a boyfriend? You managed to find a racist Irish guy.
A needle in a haystack, I tell you.
I mean, that accent, man, it just sounded like maybe it was a cultural difference.
How big was
like,
his dick?
Who was
really?
He?
Huge dick.
He was racist against black people?
You know?
Yeah, all the people. All the people that weren't
everybody.
Irish.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But
that,
yeah.
That camouflaged it a little bit, too.
Tell him to go fuck back to Ireland, then. Ain't no black people there. What you doing? You racist? Over, you going to bring that here? Where we are?
I know.
What the fuck are you doing in your country? fuck off.
I'm a sucker for almost any kind of accent.
America has a great tradition of Irish people coming here and being racist.
Yeah, Irish people, yeah.
Yeah.
You can be a proddy cunt or a Fenian bastard. Proddy cunts and Fenian bastards. I know enough to diss them.
Well, I know enough to diss them because I went there and they're fucking as dumb as us. Don't think they're the smarter one. It's like Norway and shit. They might be smarter.
And the North and the South is like the Bloods and the Crips.
But they're the same dumb mother. In fact, anything you don't like about Americans, we got from them. In fact, you can see every quality of us that someone never liked.
The paddy wagon?
Came not from Irish, but British directly.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, like they're like, and they're more cruel, like ridicule culture even than us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
But they're like,
I think we like
that
on the
coast.
I
had a great time. I had a fucking blast out there.
Oh, you always
dude.
Have a fun time. If you, England's always fun.
Yeah, and I loved it.
I said London, because who's going to Liverpool? What am I trying to track down the Beatles? That's white people
But all
shit.
These places are, I mean, like, I was watching TV just to see what their shit is, you know? It's just our shit.
It's just our shit.
Which we have their shit. Like, that's all. It's really, every place is basically America, man.
We think everything's separate, but everything's pretty much the same.
You either live like us, or you live like a fucking, what's the term they use? Ass lifter. Is that a racial? It's a bigoted Muslim remark.
Ass lifter.
Yeah, I was reading about Islamophobia today, and this guy was
Why
in trouble
ass lifter?
For calling them ass lifters.
What does that mean?
Because when they pray and their ass goes up in the air, they call them ass lifters.
That's just lazy writing.
You know what I'm talking about? When they,
you gotta, yeah, but you got to come up with better stuff than that.
Well, I think the guy got fired for it.
Wait, who? He wait. This dude said this in a newspaper report or something?
I'm obsessed with it, reading about Islamophobia.
Okay.
So it was an incident in Europe somewhere. That's a term from there.
So he was calling somebody an ass lifter, or he was just reporting the story that they called?
No, he called somebody an ass lifter.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that as a reporter. You might be able, I mean, I don't think he's a comedian. If that was a comedian, I'd 100% be behind him. As a reporter, I'm like,
who was that British publicist that got fired because she tweeted, going to Africa, hope I don't get AIDS, just joking.
Oh, yeah, that bitch.
Which, by the way,
I don't know her name, but ooh, I hate that bitch
for saying I hope you don't get it. Like, just kidding, I'm white.
Yeah, just kidding, I'm white. It's like, well, first of all, I hope they attack you.
I mean, it's accurate.
They give you Ebola.
Maybe she was just reading statistics of AIDS.
Somebody should take a bucket of Ebola and just throw it right in the face, right off the plane.
I would say I hope I don't get Ebola and be a little more accurate.
But it's just dumb to say. This is a dumb thing to say.
Before the Ebola outbreak.
Yeah, it was.
The tweet was. Yeah.
I don't know. I just can't point to a time I've heard good news from Africa.
Come on now. That what?
Give me a good news.
What do you mean good news? Nelson Mandela from released? That was a cloudy day for you?
You know, no. Listen.
We
that
solved
is,
apartheid.
But look,
son of
that's,
a bitch.
That is good news.
I ain't
going
to play Sin City. What about that video?
That is good news, but for that to be the good news, like, that's like a remedy to something that was fucked up in Africa. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm saying that was good news. You just said good news. You didn't say what in particular. How about just like, Nollywood? Nollywood is good news.
What's that?
That's the third largest Hollywood. It's like Hollywood, Nollywood, and then Bollywood.
They what make is more Nollywood? Movies.
Nollywood is Nigerian. Just look it up. The Nigerian, you know, film, whatever they call it, academy. But they make more movies than anywhere else in the world. They're right up there with more than Hollywood, less than Bollywood. I think they're right in the middle.
Have you ever seen it?
Nobody knows about it because y'all don't watch African movies. That's but yeah, true. That exists. That's the thing. That's a big business.
Do you watch a lot
is
of
Is that good news? Wait, Kurt?
Do you watch a lot of African movies?
Do
Hold
I?
On. Let's get into this.
Oh, yes. You got to see the African version of Best Man Holiday. It's an all-white cast.
What?
Oh, you gotta see the white Tay Diggs, man.
Have all white Tyler Perry movies.
Oh, the white Tay Diggs, he's a star.
Do they do like Bollywood, where like Bollywood just steals our movies and makes them a musical?
That's not what Bollywood does, Kurt. Wow. They have writers and they got the Writers Academy fucking award show just
I've seen
like
a
you
lot
went
of,
to.
I've seen a lot of clips of like an Indian Spider-Man who flies and sings.
But they make, first of all, they
and
make
an Indian
many more.
Rambo who sings and plays his fucking gun like a guitar.
They watch the same Spider-Man we watch.
And I saw one, I told you, there's one, because I used to watch the Indian Channel on Saturdays, and they had a guy on a motorcycle.
Right.
And a guy on his shoulders while they're driving, and he's playing a harmonica as he drives his motorcycle down the street, and I was pretty impressed, you know?
At the same time?
Yeah, because they don't have a budget to CGI that. They guys do that.
Why do you say they don't have a budget? What do you think they're running on?
Nah,
like
this is like
smoke?
19 early 80s Indian production.
Indian's been around for a long time doing things.
But those guys, my point is, those guys really can, those actors can sit on a guy's shoulders while he rides a motorcycle. Like, he could do that. You know what I mean?
Kurt,
like, they're all Tom Cruise.
Ridiculous things in this tone. Like, you've got some
What happened
knowledge.
To you at this Emmy thing?
Right?
What is wrong with that?
Who did you become?
Wait, what is wrong with that?
I want you to take that suit back right away. Because it's affecting you.
Hold on a minute. What was wrong with anything I just said?
Go ahead.
Are
you tell
me?
Him. You tell him.
That I'm impressed that the guy could ride on the other guy's shoulders.
No, that you...
Because in this cheap Indian production, I don't think they could have faked it.
How do you know it was a cheap Indian production? I mean, First of all, I have no idea what anybody's talking about.
Why am I even being questioned? What is this sound?
I hit your computer.
Your computer is
God
done a thing.
Damn it. Every time.
It's always your fault.
What on earth are you telling me? I watch a grainy fucking piece of shit movie with guy on another guy's shoulders on a motorcycle.
Okay.
What are you guys even contradicting me about?
I'm just asking you this.
I don't even know what you guys are saying.
Who was the actor in the movie?
I think it was Singh Neeran Panish.
Oh, Singh Neeran Panish.
Neeran Panish?
No, he's good. No, he's good. I saw him in an Indian Die Hard. He was pretty good.
Pahood Cummings was the other guy's name.
Okay. I think he went on tour with Aziz.
Yes, Aziz Sansari, not to be No relation.
What happened to you? Talking down on people? You acting all uppity with your nose up in the air, trying to explain to a black man where crack came from? What happened to you, Kurt, at this Emmys fucking nerd fest?
First of all, I don't assume that black people know more about crack than
me. I ain't saying black people. I said Sherrod right in front of you, son of a bitch. I don't assume that a...
Listen, I don't assume...
I'm not talking in general, you bastard.
I don't assume that a black people would know more...
Oh my god.
Because I have, I'm not a racist.
Something, can you back me up on this K Boogie?
Absolutely.
Something happened to Kurt. He's wrong. Looking down through
it's
his
like
nose like
period.
He's Dionne Warwick.
I just think it's unfortunate that there's an African Hollywood and they used it, made it an N word.
The name of the country is Nigeria.
I know, but it took me a while to figure out.
Which
Nigeria.
I almost pronounced nigger in the sixth grade.
What?
I was asked.
That's
we were
Niger.
Talking, we were
not
talking
Nigeria.
About the history of Nigeria. We were right. Doing like geography, like sixth grade right. Stuff. And I was always fucking Miss Tracy Flick with my hand in the air, ready to be called on. He right. Said, "Sound out this country," right. And I went nah, and he went stop, and someone else. So he stopped me at
Are you talking about Niger?
Yes.
Oh, well, this is Nigeria, pronounced Nigeria.
Oh, the Niger River. That's what it was. I'm sorry.
That was in that. I watched that
the
again.
The Niger
that,
River.
That where he was doing Bush. You know, the Will Ferrell one-man show?
What? Are you rolling? All right. Ferrell one-man show. Oh, yeah, yeah,
where
yeah,
he was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're welcome,
Eric, yes, 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 yes.
He talked about yellow cake. He oh, goes, yeah. You do not want to get that wrong. And then, like, 2 seconds, he goes, they moved the yellow cake up through nigger. Oh, my God. I forgot how
that
funny
was
that
stuff.
Was, dude.
I mean, if it's funny, I'll give you a pass on it.
It was great.
Will Ferrell, but you still owe something to the NAACP or something. Send the check, motherfucker.
Is that what it is? There's like, they should have, honestly, they should have, NAACP should have an N-word jar.
They do.
And then you could just send
they
money.
Do. Apparently, because Donald Sterling must have been using it because he gave them a lot of money, the L.A. chapter. Despicable.
Yeah, but he got two. I think he left a penny, took a penny, because he got he got $2 billion out of that, out of his injustice.
Yeah, that's the white man's injustice.
Oh,
right
hold on. Did you see, though, that that chick V. Stiviano in her is suing him, saying
yeah,
he's gay.
That.
Wait,
that he's
what?
Gay?
Yeah, they never had sex. He's a gay man.
That don't. First of all, that don't make him gay. That he never had. She never had sex with him. That just makes her a bitch.
No, she said his wife. They have an arrangement. His wife's a beard.
I believe that he is a gay though.
But I mean,
well,
look,
I can. See
you've
that.
Heard him talk, and guess what? All that shit about their black bodies in the locker room.
Yes, let me tell you.
That's
something.
Starting to sound a lot more like what's his name, Rumpelmeyer from from New York Comedy Club.
Like, oh, that, yeah, Steve. Steve.
It sounds more Steve. I was like, their black bodies were glistening.
Let me
in the locker.
I hate to break this news to you, Kurt, but nobody lives in LA for that long and didn't take a dick. Hate to break the news to you. Definitely not white. Shit.
But that guy. Listen,
they're all gay.
Yeah. Look, obviously.
Let it go.
Yeah, we're gonna take a dick if we're in LA. I'm just saying,
you
he probably
right
came
dick,
out already.
That'd probably be one of those skater boys. What's that boy who dresses up the skater?
Hey,
what a skater! Is there a
no,
gay?
No, ice skater.
Avril
ice
Lavigne.
No, ice skater.
Oh, a Boitano or
see,
something.
See, he already know the name. He already went right to Brian Boitano. I was even talking Brian Boitano, but that's who Kurt first found attractive as a man. Tell me the truth.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's his those ass muscles are very
yeah,
developed.
Yeah, those tight little pants he had.
It
on.
Looked like a wonderful Negro body in a locker room glistening.
I don't want to see it around here tempting me.
Oh, I mean, I wish you. I think it's kind of played out, but Kyle Dunnigan doing that guy. He does it on Stern.
That's what?
He does.
Sterling?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was writing like lines for him. They're making me laugh so hard. These words. These horrible words. He does it like, it does. It's just like, it's not really in the news as much, but he does it so amazing.
Oh, man. I love Kyle, man. Kyle,
I wish her down. Because I wish her well. I wish her down a well.
Kyle's great.
Yeah. He's got a new one he's doing now. I can't remember what it is, but sounds pretty great. Yeah, that guy does some. We should have got an Emmy is what I'm trying to say. We should have at least won a Schmemmy.
You're
going to
get one, Kurt. You're going to get one sooner than later, brother.
Well, you know what? The Colbert Show has been... turn out a quality show for
don't
a long time.
Listen,
I like
Colbert Show.
I didn't
fuck
expect
whoever you lost to.
But once
fuck
I got them. It in my head that I might get one, then I really
now you want one.
Coveted it, you know?
Yeah, you want those white people approval, don't you, Kurt? Wanted it your whole life.
I want, yeah, because on the airplane home, some dude, I don't know what he wanted for, but some dude on my plane, we and Jeremy are sitting in the lobby. This guy's got an Emmy.
Yeah.
He's sitting with this chick, and they're like taking pictures of the Emmy. And I'm just standing there, Emmy-less.
He was lusting at him.
I'm like, look at that, man. And you can see, dude, you can see his girl is like, she must have sucked his dick like 8 times on the way to the airport, and she was going to fuck, like.
Everybody treated him better. They was like, you can go in before everybody else.
I was stood there. Yeah. Like, maybe he writes for Colbert. I don't know, but I saw this guy in the fucking, waiting to get on the same plane with his girl, visibly gushing in her pants, holding this guy's Emmy and fondling it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And you looked on with envy. Be honest, Kurt.
Yeah, dude.
One day.
Listen. I get it. I have a Paul Mercurio that shit and bring it with me everywhere.
Yes, wear it around your neck like you're fucking Ludacris, the rapper.
Oh, God. Dude, I'm not lying. I would take one picture fucking with me holding Miami. I would definitely have that.
Maybe you'll like, set it on. When 3-6 Moth won the Oscar, and they was taken to the fucking chicken shacks and everywhere, to the weed dude on the bus.
Yeah, there's a precedent to be like that, so I don't feel, I would feel no shame.
No, you shouldn't.
But
one day, you should have just took that dude's Emmy.
Oh, you just rough him up and take it?
Rough him up!
No, I want to feel like I earned
Mark
it.
Mark Ruffalo!
Kurt doesn't believe in violence while taking things.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Then you would have been, if you would have took it from him, somebody had the right to shoot you to death.
Did you?
Yeah. That's
no,
how that would
be. Absolutely not. Nobody has the right to shoot you to death for that. It's like a fucking, did you ever see the movie The People Under the Stairs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
with those scary, was it the kids?
Yeah, you know, you might break, they break in the house, they broke in the wrong fucking house, you know? This shit happens.
What?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
It's a cautionary tale.
He's saying that people deserve to be kidnapped and tortured for the rest of their life if they break in.
I'm just saying to do that could happen
as
to
a
you.
Small 8-year-old child.
Just saying that could happen to you.
No.
Yeah, not okay with it.
Deserves got nothing to do with it, as they say.
No,
in,
the woman that lives
that
in that house
movie.
Is more of a problem for society than that 8-year-old doing.
You're just
petty
saying
vandalism.
That if you're doing the wrong thing and somebody do something to you, you should have been doing the wrong thing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Even if the wrong thing is a misdemeanor.
So you're saying
they can
prostitutes
kill you.
No, dude, listen, raped and I got murder. A special, let me tell you something. I got a special extra fucking hatred for like muggers of any kind. I really
I
do.
I give you that because you've
got
been mugged before.
I got a special hatred of it. No, you know what? I've only been robbed, but like without
somebody
knowing.
Close to you have been mugged?
Yeah, but I'm not.
Close to me have been mugged.
Yeah, and I don't look at
I
that
didn't
shit.
Know it was them when
and
I was
people who
them.
Do that shit are real fucking casual about it, and it makes me fucking like.
Like who? Infuriated. Who do you know that's so casual about mugging people?
This guy we went to school with, but the guy got killed wasn't a close friend of mine. He was a friend of my other friend, Chris.
Okay.
And this dude we got high with.
Right.
Later, they were hanging out. I don't know why they were alone. This guy that we knew. But he didn't go to our school. He's like, he was from Philly. He killed this dude for his fucking CD deck in his car.
What is that about?
Well, I mean, that. By the way, the technology now, especially when you think of just like MP3s were only like a few years away.
Miscellaneous. It's like you killed somebody for something that people would laugh at if you still had it.
So, but the thing.
What an idiot.
But see, here's what gets me about that. And I don't think the cigar thing is as bad as that, obviously. But there's a thing like that's a thing you could easily pay for. To me, the twisted shit is how cheap those fucking cigars are.
Right.
Because they're like $5 for a box.
Right.
But you'd rather choke a guy to get them. That's the fuck. That, so that's the thing
like
I get.
He looked like he pushed him. He choked him, pushed him up, pushed him away.
And I will say when I watched the video.
He wasn't holding him down and choking
but
him.
But see, here's the thing. Initially, I just saw still photos. Okay. If you watch the video, it don't look as bad as the still photos initially. Still photos make it look like he's holding him
I
in place.
I just took the guys who was in the incident, the owner's word for it. He said it wasn't that bad, so he didn't call the cops.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, yes. he didn't call. It was somebody in
somebody
the store
in the store
that
store
witnessed
called,
it.
Witnessed it, called the cops. He never called the cops. He said it was a small incident.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's, so, like, that's news to me.
See? Jesus Christ, Kurt. No. I try and try with you kids. But yeah, that's what the store owner came out and said.
Well, you know what? Then a store owner saying it, then that's like fucking whatever. You know what I mean?
No.
If the victim of the crime's like, I don't give that much of a shit, then it's not a big deal, is how I look at it. You know?
No, wait. I don't understand.
Apparently,
if the store owner's like, I don't give that much of a shit about it.
Little thievery like that, if you own a store, is going to happen. Apparently, maybe it don't mean as much as to him.
Yeah, if it don't mean as much to him, then that's not as bad to me. Do you know what I mean?
That's why he didn't call the cops.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I thought he did call the cops.
No, mm-hmm. not him.
Wow. Who was the bystander that called the cops?
Somebody in the store.
Wow.
The one white person in the corner.
Yeah, it's probably someone like me who was like, I will do my duty.
I'm going to make a citizen's arrest.
I will make everything better by getting the police involved in this.
It's just an ugly situation. The whole thing is just sad. And you don't want to, it's just fucking.
Yeah. Oh, well, this ties into the other thing.
I did have a question about.
Yeah, what?
I feel bad for the cop. I feel bad for everybody involved. All the cops, it's like, now you a cop in this town? It's like, your job is already hard. Now this shit, fuck ass, tits, ass. I mean, it can't be.
Yeah, well,
God damn, you know, it can't be easy for anybody.
Because they talk about.
The kids walking around, walking to school, the kids going to get killed.
You hear the thing, like, the police force is all white, and the residents are predominantly black. The thing that's hysterical is, like, they really should have a blacker police force because the black cops would probably be more brutal. That's, like, traditionally, like, the black cops are meaner.
But at least the black cops would be related to some motherfuckers there. Which so you ain't going to beat up your cousin.
But the black, you know who the black cops should be? I'll tell you who it should be. Not so much the ones in the street. It should be the ones in charge. Should be more black cops in charge.
Yes.
Because that's who could plan.
Yes.
Because I think that's when the. Because
that's what you got to answer. It's like, it's just got to be. But if you had black officers, you guy, eventually
that's
have
what
black
I'm saying. Like,
fucking
I don't,
lieutenants.
I don't even think
sergeants.
The guy on the beat so much should be black. It's the in charge people because that's more of a connection to the people there. You know what I mean?
But
and then
usually
they make
you
got
to work your way up to get in a position. But now they got to go out of that. They got to go out of that system and bring people in, I think.
Right.
Because it already like it ain't motherfuckers in it from the neighborhood, so you might as well bring motherfuckers in. You're already bringing people in, so bring in better people.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I always wonder, because if I was a cop working at like fucked up, because do you watch like Cops or that show Jail where they just show people being taken into jail?
I love that.
That's where.
That's in Vegas, most of that too. That they shoot that in Vegas.
I know. It's so that's like, dude, I have a natural like, dislike. They're like cops in certain areas. But when I watch that show, the shit that you deal with as a fucking cop with just drunks is like, I mean, it's just like, you're at, this is the most basic thing. It's like, all right, listen, we just need you to sit down. And there's a guy who's just doing this, like, just making a loud noise. And the guy won't stop ramming his face on the door.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Can you just, we just got to get a thing. Yeah. That shit must be.
So annoying.
Like, I don't even know how you deal that without turning into a monster. Yeah. I mean, it takes so much less than that for me to become a demon.
That's why they got to rotate those guys more in and out of different jobs in that building. Like, don't all you can't just stay working with the people coming in. You got to sometimes just do paperwork. Or
dude, there's no way that it's not going to get something fucked up happen because of that. Like, you just can't be in the shit and not, like, at some point do something fucked up or act in. I just know how you could do that.
Everybody's human.
But there is just, I mean, we see over and over again there's a difference between the way that like white people that are out of control are treated and the way that black people that are out of control are treated.
Even like the gunmen Denver and all that.
I think the gun stuff is a really good example. Like there are guys walking all over fucking Texas right now.
The guy
Arizona.
Who shot up the whole movie theater was
taken alive. Yeah. But I mean like I looked this up before I came over.
That's a good point
He's taken alive. These guys, the Warriors have no guns.
Yeah.
And is murdered.
They did get the guy.
I mean, there was
the fucking guy who had like two M16s.
The dude who shot the senator in the neck, the congresswoman. Mm-hmm. The guy who shot the congresswoman.
Yeah.
They take him alive. White dude.
And you're looking at all of these, like across the country, all of these like white dudes doing demonstrations where they're carrying their loaded guns in rounds, like exercising their Second Amendment rights. Nobody reacts to that. But people are throwing fucking like, bottles at police officers, and it's like the whole town is covered in pepper spray. There was a guy that was shot to death because he was in a toy store buying a toy gun. He was walking around with a toy gun that he'd gotten in that store. He was gunned down.
Wow.
2 miles away, there was a white guy actually carrying a loaded rifle who filmed.
Where was this?
This is in Ohio, where he filmed the police like telling him like, dude, why do you have a shotgun? He's a white kid, 18-year-old kid. He was like, I just want to make the community feel safer around guns, so I'm exercising my Second Amendment rights, and he's right, to carry around this loaded gun while I run errands. And the police are like, have a nice long conversation with him, whereas a black guy holding a fake gun is gunned down in less than 6 seconds. What the fuck?
This is in the same place?
Yeah, this is the same place.
Because you really
got,
it's all location, man. If you're in New York, let me tell you
it's
something.
It's not location, buddy. It's color.
Well, but you're going to get spared a beating in New York if you're white? You're not. I mean, I watch them all
not
night.
Not a beating, a shooting. You talk about gunfire. We're talking about gunfire.
Yeah, we're talking about dead people.
Gunfire, money. It's like they don't do a lot of apprehending. When if you're a black gunman, you dead. Well, you know that.
Yeah.
You know that. Going in.
No, they got, what's his name alive?
Who?
The only...
The sniper?
Yes. The only photograph.
The DC sniper. Didn't they get him alive or am I wrong?
They got him alive.
They got him alive, buddy. But you're hilarious.
Well, that's a guy they got alive.
Yeah, who was doing the one white crime, sniping people. We was all shocked that he was black when he got him.
That was a big year.
He was doing the one white thing. Even the cops were like this. We should have killed him, right? We thought he'd be a white dude.
That was the... that was a
You're
big,
hilarious.
That was a big year for black people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was real great.
Tiger Woods was killing it.
We had a sniper, and he was a gunman, and he got taken alive. We was living back then.
Well, you guys had a lot of
Literally.
Stuff. And his name was Muhammad. Was that after 9/11 or before? Wait, was that pre or after? It was after 9/11?
If he was in a hood.
Well, that's amazing. His name is John Muhammad.
If he was in a hood with a handgun, he would have been shot to death.
Mm-hmm.
But he was doing white man nonsense. sniping people.
We wanted to meet this psycho genius. Like,
we just assumed he wouldn't have the training to hit those targets.
I like that. In the hood with a handgun.
We never thought Sherrod. A Negro could have that kind of training to hit targets at a distance.
Well, he made the fucking kid do it. That's most fucked up thing. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
He had a little hole in the trunk, and then the kid would sit in the trunk and he'd park.
Jesus.
And then they'd snipe. And you know why he was doing it? To send a message to his wife for divorcing him.
Oh, my God.
It was all about his wife. Nothing other than.
All of this.
I mean, pardon my French, just shoot that bitch. Why we all got to suffer?
Oh, my God.
Because that's.
We didn't say I do.
I mean, it
he
is
was shooting white people.
You know,
too. He was shooting white people, though.
When you say it's a white guy crime.
It was
an
awful crime. Awful. It,
is, but it is like a kind of because that kind of a white guy retribution shit with a girl. That mm-hmm. that you know what I mean? It does
How
sound like a
movies?
White guy crime.
I think that was the theme to Jesse's Girl. That song. It was really white guy
really
retribution.
Fucked up song.
That's all it was.
I never thought about that song.
So listen
that
to
way.
Jesse's Girl right now, man. It's scared the shit out of you.
Oh, so this is a thing on Gawker that made me fucking crazy. This chick that some kid snatched her phone and she ran him down and caught him and they took a picture of her.
Oh, she was holding him from the police?
Oh my God.
I guess they took a picture. I guess someone from the post was there.
No, there was a photographer who was nearby who just like responded to the action because like she was screaming down the street. So he like ran after her, and then after it happened.
Well, she caught him
because
he was fat.
Yeah.
That's the reason she was there.
You got a picture of him?
Yeah, I'm going to get it right now.
He's a fat kid? So that was two problems, young crime and obesity.
I mean, these kids are fucking...
It's a twofer. America's falling apart.
Do more sit-ups.
It's like, if you're going to snatch purses, man, do a couple squats.
Well, you know what happened? He passed it off to a friend, so she didn't get the phone back.
Oh.
I think they probably set this fat kid up. They knew he's a little fat fuck, so they...
It's like, you the first leg.
Yeah.
You the first leg in this relay steal.
Yeah. Did you ever get... I used to have kids do that to me in school, get me in trouble.
Fat kid always got to be first leg. You can't run anchor, chubby. We trying to get away with this. You the first leg, motherfucker. We see you at the finish line with the flag. The flag being a cell phone, of course.
Okay, so this is where he goes. This is the thing I couldn't believe. If you were non-violently mugged by a child, continue to let him run along with his friends. The world will be a better place. Are you out of your fucking skull?
Who said that?
This guy that wrote it. I mean, it's hysterical. All the comments are like, dude, are you out of your fucking mind?
Maybe he was just a troll.
Well, this is,
he's
trolling. No, he's not trolling. It's Gawker. What he's doing is white self-flagellating. Everybody's out of, instead of doing these things case by case, what people do is lump them into one big thing. And then
yeah.
And then you make a fucking narrative, as Caitlin likes to say.
And you Morgan Freeman it?
He was.
Yeah, and then that's how it is. And like every one of these things is a separate thing that you got to deal with separately.
If a young boy steals your phone.
But I'll tell you the main.
Don't
I'll tell
chase
you,
him.
Dude, half the fucking
the world
shit,
will be a better place.
Yeah.
This is Morgan Freeman.
I wish I could say the world was a better place. I wish I could say that.
If a young boy steal your phone.
You sound like Maya Angelou. I rise.
Because I knew the cage bird stole my phone.
By the way, I've said this before.
Why
did my
neighbors.
Chair just
if
go down?
You, listen, if you put
a
Dog
ghost
the,
just did that.
If you put Dog the Bounty Hunter and Maya Angelou side by side, they look like the same person.
Come on now. That's
in different powerful. In different colors. That's a fact. They look like the same exact person.
That's about right. That's disrespectful to a Mother Lou.
To who?
We call her Mother Lou. In
I thought you called her the Oracle.
What?
What? Maya Angelou. We call her Mother Lou. Yeah, you don't understand it, Whitey.
She's in Matrix. You don't call her Mama Lou, do you?
Mother Lou.
Mother Lou? What are you, Fiona Apple?
I'm going to get that going. I'm going to hashtag Mother Lou, see if I can get that going. You hear me, Twitter Army.
Do you have an army now?
I got an army.
Tell them to stand down.
Never. Got an army, better get a navy.
Tell the Sherrod Twitter Army to stand down.
We'll kidnap your baby and spit at your lady. Believe it. Twitter Army, baby. Sherrod Twitter Army. You know that. They supported you. You're special. Huh? Got it twerking on the twit twats? The Twitter Army had your special twerking on the twits.
Wow.
So, appreciate them.
Mizzle's Twitter Army.
Do you even
army.
Know how to log on to Twitter?
Yeah. I have it on my phone.
He'd like to get his rage out on Facebook, though. Twitter ain't got enough
I don't
of characters.
Can do it in 140
I've been just
characters.
Bored of Facebook, that up reason. I've been just, like, bored of it.
Are you? That's blog energy.
I go on these things, and I'm like, I don't give a shit. But then I'll be one, like, this gawker one. I'll be like, are you out of your mind, dude?
Turn you back on?
Yeah, they're, like, boring. They're all boring. They all do the same thing, man. They all get, like, it doesn't phase me now. To some of these, I would read them, and I'd be like, are you nuts? And I don't give a shit. It's like Rush Limbaugh. Like, half of these are like, Rush Limbaugh said a terrible, stupid thing.
Right.
This just in, Rush Limbaugh.
Why is that
not
even
the
news?
Best guy in the world. And you're supposed to be like, you're supposed to be Hufflepuffling.
Why is it not a story when Russell Limbaugh says something like, yeah, black people okay? Why is that, shouldn't that be the story? It's like him saying outrageous shit is like.
When I was young, I used to listen to him.
80-year-old blonde white dude saying outrageous shit on the radio.
But he's more now like. It's weird. He's like more like awful now. Like he really grew into a real.
Dementia. It's called dementia.
Well, then you see a picture of him, and it's always like this fat old head, and you're like, oh my God, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It just looks like a fucking.
He looked like the. You ever saw Blade
angry
when they got
the
first Blade when him and the black girl went somewhere and they had to get the. They ran into this big blob of a fucking vampire.
Yeah, he looks like burning the fucking. Yeah.
They was burning him with the ultraviolet light. Yeah. That's what Rush Limbaugh looked like.
Well, it's like, you know, you can't really be a rebel and then also push like a. Like a conservative fucking Christian thing. Do you know what I mean? He's on board with a lot of like getting phased out kind of shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that churchy fucking. I mean, those people don't get that shit's going out.
What's that?
That fucking churchy political thing.
Oh, it's stronger than ever, Kurt. What are you talking about?
But it's not. For being in power, you think the next guy's going to be. Actually, let me ask you. Do you think the next guy in is going to be a really the other way?
I just can't
like a Rick Perry. Do you think a guy like that is the next person?
To be honest with you,
well,
Kurt,
he's being indicted right now.
Yeah,
but it's a bullshit indictment. It's not going
to
go anywhere.
To be honest with you, I'm just trying to get past the fact that the next person won't be black.
Well, we gave it a shot.
We got to go back to that. We got to go back to that bar in America. I think it's going to be a woman. I think Hillary Clinton got a good chance.
I see. That's why I kind of think it could be Hillary.
Yeah,
but you never know.
Hillary.
It's so early in the race. Somebody pop up just like Obama popped up.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
I
like the Jersey governor because he's a fat boy.
You know, listen.
Give a fat boy a chance.
I always liked that guy, and I always liked him for the reasons these people don't like him. It's like he yelled at a teacher. I'm like, good.
What? So not to be yelled at. The Pope?
Yeah.
I don't know. I did always feel like he was saying, like, whatever was on his mind. I did not feel like a huge amount
of self-censorship
on that. Yeah, I always
liked him, but that bridge
that.
Thing, man,
but
is
I
fucked
wasn't
up.
On board with
Bridgegate? Who cares about Bridgegate? Really, you cared that it was traffic in Fort Lee, New Jersey?
Listen, that's another, but hold on, that's another, and this could be the same as I was getting into that robbery thing.
Right.
That's
another thing where I'm like, that kind of shit where it's like, you fucked up all these people's lives is like a little petty get back at someone. Mm-hmm. When you won the fucking election.
Kurt, welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah, but
get ready
guy,
for that. You're going to have cronies doing your fucking
henchman
work in 3 years.
But that's the thing. Republicans that hate big government.
8 years.
If you're Republicans hate that big government shit. And that's the shit that should be scaring them is that their lives are just fucked up because some guy on a whim was like, yeah, I don't like this mayor. So guess what? There's a fucking ambulance.
But they said
in
that
traffic.
It wasn't him. They said that it wasn't him. It was his the woman who was working right under him. I forget her name.
Wasn't him. Listen, maybe it wasn't. I hope it wasn't.
Yeah, he said it wasn't him, and that's why he fired those people who were involved.
But he seems like a real in charge guy,
right?
Yeah.
Listen, I hope it was him because
well, if
you it know
is how sometimes
him,
when
I
people
would,
hang
I,
around,
out.
Sometimes yeah. people hang around who a guy like this. Hey, yo, whatever we got to do, we go. You hang out with dudes like that. Sometimes it rubs off on you, and you think you're the dude, and you make decisions like you think that
yeah.
he would want.
Yeah, once in a blue moon, but that's
people step
be.
Out of line. Come on, this is his second term. This ain't the first term. This ain't the first rodeo. So some of these people are comfortable in their positions. So they might be like this. I know what he would do, and we ain't having this. Time for some traffic problems. He might have said that. That's what she said in an email. So it's like, that's where it got to go.
Yeah, I hope not. I always did like him.
You can't blame the motherfucker for everything everybody does. It's like, who got that kind of responsibility?
But do you think it'd be Hillary? You think Hillary would win?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like it's strong right now. Mm-hmm. But you know what? America is ready to hand her a loss. Too.
Yeah.
Some parts of this country is like this. Fuck no. Like either people like the Clintons or they hate the Clintons.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's really
ain't no
middle
ground.
Between with that.
That's kind of a good thing because even like the guys that hate her are more likely to motivate me to want to vote than loving her is.
And it seems like
she's
people,
she's a warmy kind of establishment type.
Yeah,
yeah no, she's not
she's
awesome.
But she's a political. She's in the business of politics.
I like her because I think she's been in an open marriage for a long time. I think that her and Bill have like had an arrangement since day fucking.
I think
one.
She's
well,
like qualified.
He had an arrangement from
you know,
day one,
honestly,
but she didn't know about it.
No, really I think she knew about it.
Listen, she really is a cagey, like, old bitch, and I think that makes her kind of qualified.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I remember not liking her, but, like, I bet a lot of this shit where Obama kind of got pushed around, I bet she wouldn't have got pushed around as much, you know? And also, they wouldn't be attacking her. Much as they hate the Clintons, they never went after the Clintons as hard as they go after fucking Obama. Obama.
Yeah, welcome to Earth. Yeah, he's black.
Oh, yeah, but that's a fact. Like, but the Clintons, they were always
like,
after
Bill
them.
Clinton known as like our first
people
black
go
president
like this.
For a minute?
This is people go like this. They stupid. Bad, but they ain't no niggas.
That's true. I think that's true.
That's how people think.
I think that's the deep, because I like, whatever his faults are, which are a lot, like, they never, like, Patrice had that joke. That was great, man. He was like, he goes, the white people just never talk about race. We would be with you against Obama. But, like, because you keep bringing it up, then I have to support Obama. It's true. Like,
no,
part of the reason I kind of support Obama is, like, they go after him so much where I'm like, it's like, you want this guy has to fail for your world to work out for some reason. Like, so it doesn't matter what the fuck he does.
Oh, my God. Right. Yeah,
whatever he does,
distance.
It's the wrong thing.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what he could do.
He can't do any right. Listen.
I think Bill Maher said, like, he has to just, sorry, make an old white guy president. I'm sorry. And leave. Like, that's the only right thing he could do.
It's kind of like when Jesse Jackson ran for president. He was on SNL. He's like, he can do no right in the press. Mm-hmm. He's like, he can walk on water. And the next day in the newspaper, it say, Jesse can't swim.
That's pretty funny. I don't remember that.
That's the same with Obama.
Oh, yeah. No, you're
well,
right.
Well, that's the thing. Jesse's like a wormy he's fucking dude. Funny. But Obama, I didn't think, is like a worm.
Right,
I just thought he was a politician.
Right.
Like Chris Christie, the shit they hate about Chris Christie, and there's even all these mini like crony things. There's all these little stories about him in his state. Guess what? No one gives a shit.
Right.
He'll still be president.
Right.
All that does is make him seem probably like he's savvy enough to be the president. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
Except that bridge thing. That's really shitty because then you're hitting regular people with your bullshit.
Right.
But I don't think that'll hold him back.
I don't think so either.
But
I think
Obama
he's making
has,
all the stops right now. He's in Iowa. He's making all the stops right now.
Whatever, like, backroom shake hand shit, I'm sure Obama's the same as Christie.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Everybody shake
he's
hands,
from Chicago.
But we don't know.
In fact, every city, it's funny, you go,
like,
you know,
Carson.
Hey, Chicago politics. They always say about Obama, like, Chicago politics. Like, every state you say that.
Yeah.
New York politics, they're dirty. Or, like, New
York
Jersey,
is the dirtiest,
you know, they're corrupt.
Yeah.
Every city I've ever lived in, they're known for being corrupt. Like, every city, pick
North
one.
Carolina.
You got to go out west and south or something. I don't know where you can go.
No, it's not awesome in North
Carolina.
It's
less things. Some places are less, like, federal crimes.
In fact,
like, money and, like, bribery. Bribery is not big everywhere.
Look, here's a good thing to end on. That's all I want to know. If there's anybody listening to this, lives in a city that's not known for corruption. Because every city I've ever been to, they tell me we're known for having a corrupt government. And more I think about, like, is there one that's not?
I think you can find cities that's not, but it's hard to find states that's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, just how would you?
It's hard to find a state, but some states are clean. Some states actually fucking,
like
everybody's
who?
Not in bed with everybody.
Who would they be? I don't know. If you know.
Know.
You ever been to Wyoming?
In like a real small town, though, it would be even worse because you're adding on top of that like power dynamic.
And tradition family relationships.
Yeah. Like that person is like cousins with like everybody in that fucking county because there are 8,000 people that live there. Like there's a whole family history, like a feud or some bullshit that went back four generations. Like that can be sort of a nightmare for law enforcement.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to end on.
Yeah. Oh, let me talk about, I went on ONA yesterday.
Oh,
Opie
yeah.
Opie and Norton. Yeah. We talked about race wars, huh?
ONA.
Picked it up. I was on it with Dave Attell and Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Gervais
Sherrod, Golden. By the way, just we'll plug this too. Jim Norton show on vice.com.
Oh yeah.
That I wrote for Sherrod. He's on an episode.
Plus Proven Matrix. My episode's airing Monday, this Monday on Sundance, 11 o'clock.
Oh yeah.
Neil Brennan. You wrote on that.
Yeah. Mine was on last week.
Oh, that's right. I taped it. I taped your episode.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it yet, but I taped it, though. I saw you on it. I taped it.
I haven't seen it. I'm afraid of how it is.
I got to see it.
Oh, I hope it's all right. And then...
I did tell Norton and an Opie that you got nominated for the Emmy. He didn't even know about that.
Really?
And he was like, Norton said he was so happy that the monster from Bugs Bunny had to get in the suit.
The monster from Bugs Bunny.
He called you the monster. He said, "I'm so happy that monster from Bugs Bunny cartoon got to get in the suit."
Oh my god.
He called you the monster from the Bugs Bunny cartoon.
The fucking orange one that he has to cut his hair.
The big fucking. How excellent is that?
Oh shit.
Nigga, I woke up in the middle of the night laughing at that shit.
Oh fuck. My contact went fucked up for that. Oh shit.
Oh man.
Norton
is great. He said he's gonna come through to do the show too. He's doing Race Wars, so Norton's coming through.
And
Opie.
That's great. Give a shout out to what's his name? Bernie and Steve's brother.
Oh yeah, Judge Bernie. That's right. I told you, remind me. Judge Bernie. Big shout out to Judge Bernie Fabricant in Connecticut. He's a big fan. Yo, Judge Bernie, you ever see my name come up on a docket? Dismiss the charges.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is, because you know I always got a dirty pistol on me.
Judge Bernie, yeah, his brother.
Judge Bernie, yeah,
his brother is my roommate.
Big shout out to Judge Bernie and the family. Tell the family I said hi. The black uncle said hi. And again, if you see any charges.
All right. In fact, you know what? Make this title shout out to Judge Bernie.
Yeah. Make the title. Yeah. There you go.
And just
Boom.
Throw it up. Yeah.
The Fabricant. Save time. Clan.
Yeah. So just throw it up. All right. Shout out to Judge Bernie. Later, guys.
Peace.